LushaCast. Welcome, fellow Lushes. Come on in, pull up a bar stool, and enjoy some cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
To buy one of those. We were somewhere and I'm like, you need one of those pipes.
And I did, you bitch.
You didn't tell me.
I wanted to surprise you.
That was sweet.
All right. I'm going to start the clock.
Surprise. I'm going to turn on the tavern.
The tavern is. Sorry. Do it again. I keep stealing your fucking line.
Fuck.
Say it. Say it.
Say it. The pipe is open. Boom. Boom. See, isn't that cool? It's just that the pipe, to hold it like that and just the.
We're back from Belize, baby. And I am smoking weed out of a pipe.
It's a good looking pipe. Look at that dude on top. That Jamaican dude.
Rastaman.
Yeah. He's, oh, geez, he's going to town. He's going to town. And then he's going to go downtown on me. If you know what I mean. it's a cool guy. I do like the pipe. I like the pipe. Look at him go. Get him out there.
We're going to leave him right here. So that is a hand-carved, hand-painted wooden pipe straight from the island of Belize.
The island?
Brought back. It's an island. Brought back this year. And
we just talked about that.
It's not an island. It's more fun if we tell people.
They have islands.
But.
We're going to go island hopping sometime.
We are next year. But I also want to say. I need you to be serious before I do this. Before we really get into this episode, we lost a great one.
Oh, well, Daddy, know you're diving right in. I apologize because I
no, that's right. That's right why in. I wanted you to. No, that's why I waited.
Had I known,
we lost a great one.
We did
just this past weekend. PETA from Unity, who's been graced our podcast a couple times,
he did,
and sadly, fucking cancer got him. But I got a.
I don't
know how much of a weed smoker he was anymore, but I gotta say, this thing just reminds me of him.
Yep.
And it's gonna sit here in honor. And
it's so dedicated to you, PETA.
We lost a great one.
Dedicated to him. And he was a great front man. He was just a great person. He was so generous with his time, part of our TBI team and helping us launch our first rock show. He was a huge part. He was the driving, meaning when we were skittish and afraid. We're afraid and this is too big and not, and he was just, nope, you can do it. Nope. Let's go. And we pulled it off and we're off and running. So it would not be without his push and his dedication and everything he did for us. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And as amazing as he was on stage in front of Unity, he was even more amazing off stage. And
that man walked love.
Yeah.
He walked love. Just the smile. And my quick story is I went and saw him New Year's Eve up in Sister Bay, and I'm so glad that I did. He needed to be helped to the stage. He sat the whole time, but he smiled nonstop. He was in heaven. He just loved being on stage and around music, and no matter what he was feeling that night, he just never stopped smiling.
Yeah.
And it, you could feel it. So
R.I.P. R.I.P. Peter.
Yep. So love you, man.
So yeah, we're back from Belize. We spent another week on that fine island and did a lot of well, fine. We were on the peninsula. It's not an island, but we were on a peninsula. Our strip of land is like this wide.
Yeah, we just got dug.
There's water on each side. It's practically an island.
Just got dug going. Yeah. That's why I'm cracking up.
As we're saying, I just got a message from Nicole Travolta. If you don't know who that is, you will.
Travolta.
So let's do a little, let's recap that trip. We, our second year there. And, I've said to people, what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I'm just thinking about the trip sometimes I just make myself laugh.
I've said to people about the trip. I said the first year I fell in love. I fell in lust with the police. I felt
the police were some very awesome. Sexy men.
Yes. I fell in lust with Belize.
And by them leaving us alone is when we fell in love with them.
And this year I fell in love with Belize.
Oh,
next year I'm going to marry Belize. And the year after that, Belize is going to have my babies.
Well, you did get married in Belize.
I did kind of get married in Belize. Yeah. We're married when we go to Belize, though. That's right. That's our rule. We can't cheat on each other when we're in Belize.
Because
we're
back married. Home, you're single here, and ready to mingle.
Here it's free game. I'm headed to Hito. We gotta figure that one out. We gotta figure out how we talk them into that one. Just saying. Rotate. Belize.
It was another 16.
I want to talk about my
glorious. Oh, well. All right.
Well, I'm just going to start from the beginning. I want to talk about the first highlight of the trip for me was taking that little puddle jumper from Belize City over to Placencia, Maya Air. Oh, I'm going to tag you guys in this because I follow them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they provided a beautiful trip, 2,000 feet above the ground, and a little 14-seat Cessna where you got to see Belize and all its beauty from up there. And I recommend to anybody who goes down there, who's heading down that way, to jump on that little plane. It's beautiful.
I can't second that.
You were on the ground.
So
you were with Ricky. Oh, Ricky, you're so the fun.
I'll do a shout-out to Untamed Belize that shuttled on my ass from Belize City to our place.
Untamed.
And we... Last year was 3 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours and 10 minutes this year.
Ricky.
And back to the, we beat two hours.
Well, you beat us to the place, but
we did.
That's only because we missed our plane.
That's fine. Now, it would have been nice, but unfortunately, my traveling companion does not like flying, and we did not do the puddle jumper, and that's fine. I bring it up because Ricky.
He's so fine.
He is so fine. Without even asking, he was the whole trip, nonstop information about his country. He was very proud of his country. He told us so much. It was fun. It was fun. He made the trip fun.
He has a country to be proud of.
He did. And
wish I could say the same.
Recommended him, and we'll get into that further of another highlight of mine later.
Oh, all right. So day one.
It wasn't day one, so.
Day one, We meet at the Airbnb after Lee and I miss our flight because we're too busy drinking beer. We meet at the Airbnb.
So typical.
We set bags down and we quickly head off to Hobbs because daddies want a dirty banana.
Oh,
and we're not talking about anal sex yet. That came later in the week. We're talking about the drink.
I'm still sorry. So, it's worth going to. Because the dirty banana is delicious.
The dirty banana. And I needed a cigar. And I got my cigar, which I did not smoke, but I have at home now.
Okay. Well, you smoked.
I did smoke one.
You smoked one part half a night, yeah. Or half a place.
Half a.
But those are on the list of the drinks to get at Hobbs. Dirty banana. And we'll get into it. All right. I got to do it right. Ink.
No.
Inkies.
No. We all made a pledge.
Inksies.
That last night that we were in Belize, that fuck the name, we were calling it Inksies from now on.
In honor of me? You did that for me?
Because
you did.
Because you don't know how to say.
I thought it was funny to say Inksies.
How it started. Okay.
Inksies. For their blended mojito.
Blended toasted coconut.
Hobbs has a blended mojito.
Mojito.
Inksies is three times better.
Not three.
The same as bad, but it was just better.
Hobbs, I disagree.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm not angering my friends on a barge in Belize.
I think it was bad. It was still good.
Saying something is three times better than something else.
Too much?
Yeah. I would say.
Twice as good?
Yeah. Right. Sure. just as good. It's better.
It's better.
Look, Hobbs has perfected the dirty banana.
Yes, that's why I'm suggesting go there for the dirty banana every time.
Inksies has perfected the toasted coconut blended mojito. Kisses. Even if somebody is like, don't put so much toasted coconut on mine. It's a toasted coconut mojito. Toasted coconut.
It was.
You didn't want the toasted coconut. Why don't you just order a mojito?
Not a little toasted. I want just a touch of toasted.
I just have to.
You go.
No, I'm not hitting it again. So
that was oh, you're just gonna hold it? Yeah, don't blame you. So that was our, which will be
Hobbs
cocktail. So what we did.
What will be.
We did a cocktail of the day.
Cocktail of the day.
So every day we introduced a cocktail of the day, and Hobbs was day number one.
All right. Welcome to day one of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard. I almost said it again. Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard.
Son of
Bowie style cocktail of the
live.
Day.
Live.
We're not live. Well, we are drinking live.
We are live.
But so the first cocktail of the first day of our...
I don't know. Is it your favorite? Is this your favorite?
So far. Well, I mean, it's our first day. And
that's true so far.
We're at Hobbs Brewing Company drinking some dirty... Are they monkeys or bananas?
I think they're both. We like Dirty Banana.
Dirty Banana is a better name.
What they call them.
Who doesn't like Dirty Bananas?
I think we're looking to dirty our bananas. But they call them Dirty Monkeys.
So
check them out. Holy cow.
We're at Hobbs Brewing Company in Placentia. There's a plane taking off behind us. We were on that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you fear for your life?
Did I fear for my life on that little
puddle jumper?
No.
No?
No.
Choke up before you went?
No. I kept... No.
No?
The weed consumption on the way here was so bad.
Minimal?
I didn't...
Are you disappointed in yourself?
Yeah. I really wanted to be high for all of the place, and I was not even remotely high for
any for any of it.
All I was leftover high from the night before. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Not take the plane, so I don't know.
You should have been on that plane.
That's all right.
It's
for another day.
Yeah, it's a unique experience.
Another day, another drink.
14-seater. Wait, oh, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 10-seater.
It was this big.
And if
I went up this far, I got off the ground.
My goal for next year is to lose 150 pounds, so I'm skinny enough to be the co-pilot. I lost like 7 pounds for this trip. Now I gotta lose.
Doubled it back. One day.
Now I gotta lose another 150. I want to be the co-pilot. That looks like they're too skinny little bitches.
Well, why don't you take lessons for a year and then you can just fly your own plane?
Oh yeah, I could do that.
So we can get a Cocktails and Dimples. We can get a Cocktails and Dimples plane.
Cocktails and Dimples plane. Son of a bitch.
I'll be your co-pilot.
You couldn't do this without the beard. Everybody would know you're gay.
You know I'm gay?
Because you have a beard.
Because I have a beard.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Your beard would be a woman.
That's right.
Oh, you brought a beard. Alright, fair enough. I'm out with the beard.
All right. Who is the real beard?
So we keep these short and sweet. I just want day one. Cocktail of the day.
Every day.
I think, yeah, every day. I think at the end we'll rate them. We'll figure out which one was the best. If not, not rate them, but just which one was the best. This one is going to be...
It's up there.
It's going to be tough to beat this one, but yeah. We're going to try.
We're going to definitely try, and I got one that I'm excited to try. That might be I'm not saying. That's a secret.
Don't tell. They'll get there before us.
But I'm thinking the best part is... The ones we're going to try along the way.
We've already had some good ones today, not going to lie.
No, but are any of them earlier today better than the dirty banana?
No.
Right.
No.
The dirty banana.
I came back to Belize just for this drink, to be quite honest.
So right now, dirty bananas, number one.
It's number one.
It's rated number one.
Way to go, Hobbs Brewing Company
for the dirty banana.
Our next venture, which we... we went to several times because it was such a beautiful bar on the bar on
Hobbs
the sea. No, not no.
Oh,
another stop for cocktail of the day.
You're gonna have to remind me,
Malula.
Malula. Is it Malulo or Malula?
I think it was Malula.
Malula. Which?
Which was one of the days when we drove down, they were closed, but we might have missed it. But anyway,
we just missed them. We were there almost every day.
They were down the road on the sea. You could not far. And wonderful drinks. It was the perfect just sit back and sit there and just
what cocktail did we
Sea Breeze.
The Sea Breeze. I didn't know if we panty ripped.
You didn't have a Sea Breeze then.
Oh, but I said I did?
No.
Oh, did we do different cocktails? We did.
Oh yeah, we could have.
Okay. I don't remember. I'll have to watch the footage, which will happen right now.
Day one. Cocktail of the day.
What is it?
Tropical Mai Tai.
Where are we?
Malayo.
Malula.
Ma.
Say it with me.
Malula, baby.
No, say it with me. Ma.
Lu.
Lu.
La.
Malula.
Malula. Cocktail of the day. Here we go. So far, best regular of the day.
Is what? This? Is it always going to just be this? Whatever it is?
Whatever we're drinking. It's the best cocktail of the day.
Day one.
Day one cocktail.
I give it.
Two thumbs up. Three thumbs up. That's how much I liked it.
Oh, we did have two different cocktails.
Yeah, that's okay. Funny. Okay. But we could do that.
Yeah.
We could do whatever we want. Okay. And then, of course, which we did every day, but that was day one.
Uno.
But what we did every day, which, again, maybe we should have said first, maybe we should have said last, save the best for last. Doesn't matter. But we had happy hour. Right on our on the Airbnb property on the beach.
Jose.
Thanks to Jose.
Jose.
Shout out Jose. Cheers to Jose, buddy.
My brother.
Yeah.
My brother. My Belizean brother.
He treated us great.
Jose and his beautiful family.
So hey, Jose had happy hour every day and he would bring his ladder. He would go to a coconut tree, climb up, chop down fresh coconuts. Chop off one side to flatten it, the other side.
Coconut. Fresh. Come here, Maya. Come here. Is that heavy? I'll help you. There we go. That's a lot.
Well, we chopped them off once too.
Curved up. We'll get into that. Curved it up, tipped it off. You take a drink of coconut water out and then poured rum in. Fresh coconut rum and coconut water and rum. Happy hour every day.
Or if you're not a drunk, just coconut water. Nobody's offended if you just do the coconut water. It's good for you.
That's true.
It's refreshing. Oh, it was really good.
I don't understand why, but.
Well, I don't either, but it was really good the day with ice. When it was ice cold, holy shit. I think I might have been the only one who had happy hour that day.
Maybe.
Because you guys were climbing.
That was a day.
And Leah was getting rubbed.
She's got to go to Belize to get satisfied.
Oh, that's fine.
From someone else.
Yeah, that's cool. You do what you got to do.
So that, we'll go.
I took her there, didn't I?
We're going to do flashback.
Flashback.
Highlight. Mayan Ruins, which I went through, Untamed.
I can't second this.
Belize. Nope, you didn't come along. That's fine. But we, same place that shuttled us back.
You know what I did?
Untamed Belize.
Climbing.
He's doing the same thing he did there. We went to the Mayan Ruins, which was an awesome trip. 3 hours. Ricky gave us a lot of information. Went through different cities. We asked for him.
Ricky.
And it was beautiful. It was just absolutely beautiful. And he got us there in time. Went to the top.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine.
looked around. It was and great history. He gave us a great story of it was one of the fun places where we went into the bloodletting shed.
What is a bloodletting shed?
Well, when the common folks, when they had a sacrifice to the gods, which they had sun gods and wind gods and rain gods and everything, that they would bring them in and bloodletting, and they it was like a obviously just a pit, but in the middle was like a stone, so they could put the head on and then just let the blood. Yeah, it was fun. What? Well, you got a sacrifice to the gods.
That shit is real?
Yeah, they had a bloodletting room.
How didn't everybody not go to prison for murder?
Well, when it's part of the culture, how do you go to, why would you go to prison? That's what you do. You sacrifice to the gods.
Do you have, do we have a footage of the cocktail of the day from the Mayan ruins? Did we drink some of the bloodletting?
I did, but they wouldn't let me film it. It was the best Bloody Mary I ever had.
Famous. Oh. Speaking of which, not Bloody Mary, but Malula. We'll go back to just, if you're there, they make an excellent
Oh, what was that?
Michelita. Michelada. It's tomato juice and spices and beer. It's kind of like a Bloody Mary, but it's got beer.
Bloody Mary mixed with beer.
It's a beer. It's a bloody beer. Well, there's bloody no vodka.
Beer. Right. So it's beer instead of that.
Yeah, but you said a Bloody Mary mixed with beer, but it's not. It's
a Bloody Belize with beer.
It's
a Bloody Belize beer.
Something like that.
With spicy.
We're off track. That didn't even make it to cocktail of the day, so I don't know why I brought it up.
No, because I didn't have one. You didn't have one, but
I had a drink of it.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah. So, but she made the best ones.
I just want people who go to Placencia, Belize to go to Malula. Because
seek it out, it's worth it. It's just a beautiful place.
It is. Next year when I'm there, I will be there every single day. At least once. I mean, not at least once. I'll be there every single day once, because it's a beautiful little spot right on the beach. The breeze hitting it's, and the puppies were so cute. So,
and the birds and the seagulls, they were just walking up and down the beach. It was terrific. So that was another cocktail of the day, which is terrific. Now, aside from all the places we visited, which
did we leave a spot to
too many that we could. What's that?
Did we leave a spot here for the video with Jose? Was that when you went?
No, that was a flashback. But then, yeah, we will. Yep. This is the video of him cutting the coconuts
for the rum and.
Oh, we are recording now?
Here we are.
Okay. Cool.
Day one of our trip. Cocktail of the day today, fresh pineapple juice with
a little coconut rum made by our bartender at Jose's Happy Hour.
Pineapple juice? How are we getting pineapple juice out of a coconut?
Did I say pineapple juice?
This is why you're not allowed to talk.
Do you believe me if I told you this was a pineapple? Here, I'll record like this. Go.
Yeah.
No fresh way. Coconut milk water.
Check your mistakes.
That's fine. Fresh coconut water. And what do we got for
Jose? Went up the tree. Got the coconut down. Local. Chopped it off. We chopped that's a couple. Local, not all of them, though. We chopped her down.
Nice. The sweetest. The
fresh best. Coconut water with a little coconut rum.
You hear what Jose said?
No.
Local rum.
Yeah. Local rum. Old Master. Is that the best?
Yeah, this is the best.
Okay.
For you to drink with your coconut water as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. And how much coconut rum do you suggest putting in a coconut?
All of it.
All of it. It's the best if you want.
All of it.
But then the coconut, whenever you peel the coconut at first, is the happiest coconut. But whenever you put the booster, the specialty, the combines of the rum for the coconut, this is the man. This is the woman. The man will make the lady so crazy. So then it will call the Coco Loco.
Coco
we will
Loco.
Say that way, not loca.
Coco Loco.
Coco, it will be the Coco Loco because they will make together as well.
They go together perfectly.
Yeah, then they will be voted together and be happy together and get crazy together.
Well, cheers, folks.
Cheers. Cocktail of the day. Thank you, Jose.
Thanks for joining us for Cocktail of the Day. Here we are, day one. We'll see what we get tomorrow. Happy hour. Perfect. Yes. Yes.
God, we're good at this.
So we've
been doing this for 3 years.
We couldn't have had. We visited so many places.
It's like we've been doing it for 3 days.
But every night, we ended the evening in the pool naked. With a cocktail,
naked,
hanging out,
naked.
It was a beautiful place,
naked,
naked with a drink. And nice. So we did have one of those by the pool with our rum and coke,
Belizean rum. What was the brand? What's the brand of rum that you bought?
It was
it's their rum. Fuck.
Travelers.
Travelers rum.
There Travelers rum.
Yeah.
1 year, delicious. 3 year, 5 year, but it was good rum. Yeah, it was delicious rum.
Yeah.
And so we always had that with some rum and coke or rum. And we had a couple with rum and juices because they had fresh juice over there, which was delicious as well.
Oh.
But it seemed like the cokes were at night. The cokes come out
not
at
the
night.
Not the cocaine, the mom. Come out at mom, night. Not the cocaine. The
cokes come. Oh. So that was one of the clips that we did from the pool. Playing now.
That's weird.
At some time, yeah, I'll throw it on the fucking G string in a minute, but whatever. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Day one.
Cocktail of the day.
Cocktail of the day.
What you got?
Rum and coke. What? It's Belizean rum.
It's Belizean rum, and I am Belizean naked.
Just hold on just a Belizean second. And let me think about that for a second. There it is. There is the proof.
Proof!
Proof is in the pudding. Right, pudding?
Cocktail of the day.
We got
maybe not. Maybe not the first cocktail of the day, but the best.
It's the cocktail of the day. Day one. Here we are in our pool. He really just wants to show his wiener on the camera, is what I think is what he's trying to do.
The water's cold.
But this is our little swimming thing for the next how many days are we here? This is day one.
This
so
day
how many
one,
more days we have?
5 days, 6 days.
We have another day, 6 days know. Of this. So here it is. Cocktail of the day.
Oh,
Belizean rum and coke.
We just ate at Chef G's.
Oh,
love you.
Jeez. I'm pretty I came. Did you come?
I'm not doing that.
And we're back.
And that was great because we didn't do every night, but that was a night one.
Night one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to remember that.
Yeah, Malula, it was night one.
Malula was day one.
Yep. Malula was day one.
Jose Happy Hour was
day one.
What did Jose call his? He had a name for his bar.
Jose's Happy Hour.
Was it just? No, I thought he. Oh, Jose, comment. Tell us. He'll watch.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Comment. I sent you the video. We're gonna put it in again, but he did a great job. And they were delicious.
Is that all our cocktails of the day?
No. We had obviously we had to go to Inksy's.
Oh, I thought we already talked about Inksy's.
Well, we talked about it, but we didn't have the intro to Inksy's and the toasted blended mojito, discussed, and we will implement that video for the toasted blended mojito, which was delicious. And I'm not a huge mojito guy.
I'm not a huge coconut guy.
And I'm not a huge coconut guy as myself, but those are so fucking good.
And it's definitely traveler's advice. It is definitely
not traveler's rum.
Traveler's advice.
It's different.
Traveler's advice, always drink traveler's rum. Other traveler's advice, order the toasted coconut mojito, not just the normal coconut. Toasted coconut is better. It's creamier for some reason.
It is.
I think it's because I jizzed every time. Because
I made it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that clip in, right?
Well, you say when you're ready to go.
Say what?
Mr. Sickle.
I'm not sick. I am bathed in heat. And what? Why?
Why?
But then my hair showed up. Okay, my hair looks good right now. Welcome back.
How's it look?
Day one.
Day one cocktail.
Cocktail of the day. Day one. It's been day one for
the old,
quite a while now,
toasted coconut nut.
Inksies.
Frozen. Oh, he's finally getting it.
Inkies. We gotta get that.
Finally
name
understands.
Right.
Inksies. Inksies.
Name right. Inkies.
Blended mojito. There we go. How was that?
This is one of the best of the trip. This is a.
We have not.
We are trying to record something here.
It's all golden.
She says they both have cankles. Fernando. God damn it.
Anyway. I'm thinking after this trip, the producer's getting fired. I don't know how we're going to keep him on any longer.
Cocktail of the day, day one.
Day one cocktail. This is delicious.
Please. Come on out. Bye.
Frozen cocktail.
Oh, bye.
You decide on the cankles.
Bye.
Oh, God. Don't show us.
And that was delicious. So. That was one of the greatest things.
For anybody who just watched that clip, I apologize. I was a little under the weather that evening. I was a little overheated by then. I mean, it was only day one, night one.
But it happens that first time.
I was a little overheated. And everywhere I went, I was... So I faked it for you in that video. And if it didn't shine through, I apologize.
But he's a professional, so he shined through.
Professional.
And it was delicious. I mean, I wasn't... That blended mojito will cool you off.
Well, I had to rub it. I had to dump it over my head and rub the glass on my forehead. And that was the only way.
And then order a second one.
And then order a second one, yeah. That was the only, I could have probably should have gone with a nice glass of water, but that would have made more sense. But, yeah.
So, and then we wrapped it up. But I we didn't.
Oh, no, we didn't wrap it up. Are we wrapped up already?
No, no,
one. We were there
for 6 days. We're not going to wrap it up. I said, well, we cannot wrap it up without going back to. They will be, well, we're not going to put a video, but we'll put a picture right here. Of our wonderful dinner and drinks, which was the Bellican beer at Chef G's. Finger food delights.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Moment of silence. No, you can't do. Do you only do moment of silence when somebody is no longer? I want to. How about just
we don't have to do a moment of silence. We can just do a praise.
How about just a shout out?
We can literally be like, how did we like the food?
More than that. Yeah. Now you're talking. That's
so Chef G, buddy.
I've had chicken wings since we got back from Belize.
That.
You don't know what you are.
You don't know a chicken wing.
You haven't had a chicken wing.
Chicken wing until you went to Chef G's.
Oh, it's so different.
It is. The chicken is delicious and so pure.
Yeah.
I mean, I had other chicken wings over there were pure, but
oh, that's
Chef G's.
And
I could drink that stuff.
You drank Chef G's sauce? What?
We're close. Leave us alone.
And
finger food delights.
You lost me now. Finger food delights. Wow.
Is it
last
G owns finger food delights
and Hassan.
And Hassan is his best friend, which was such a pleasure meeting him this year.
Yeah, we didn't meet him last year.
No, but God, what a story they had.
Yeah,
those guys are great.
Could sit and talk to those guys forever, but Hassan had to run the bingo coming up.
Dominoes.
Oh, I thought it was bingo. No, it was bingo.
Well, he does bingo, but Domino's happens a lot there.
Domino's does, but he runs a bingo game every night at like 9:30, he said.
Yep, that's true. That's true. You're right.
So he was we were there, it was like 9:15. He was like, I gotta get set up for bingo. So otherwise
get your asses out of here.
We could have sat and talked to them all night.
No, they're just two great dudes. And we ran into Chef G
multiple times,
and we had a drink with him at Inksies. Because he was out.
Did he have a toasted blend?
He did not. Oh. He did not.
He's like, you fucking losers.
You touristy.
He's like,
losers.
Traveler's rum rocks. I don't even know what he had.
Which he had a day out with his wife. Well deserved.
Wait. He had a day out with his wife.
Off.
Because she made him. sorry if I'm putting you on blast, Chef. But.
She said we need a day out, and when Mama says take the day off and treat me all day,
because if you're
Jeff G's a smart man, and he says okay, baby.
If you remember right, Chef G invited us to his restaurant that evening, and he wasn't there.
So we're going to have to call you out a little bit on that.
And then we ran into him and found out why. And now, then we went, oh, okay. Happy now life,
that,
happy
that
life.
That was another night, too. But that was our fault, too, because it did say Wednesday through Sunday. And we went on a Tuesday. When we showed up.
It did say Wednesday through Sunday?
It did on the thing, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chef G.
But we just showed up because we wanted to eat. And they were playing dominoes. And they're,
yeah,
and
they're like, why are you here?
Everybody knows we're closed. We're like, we want to eat, Chef G. Well, he's not here. We're here playing dominoes.
Well, go get him. Yeah. Hassan wasn't the one who kicked us out. It was somebody else.
Someone else.
And then we ran. He came up and said hi when we were having dinner.
Right. Yeah. Oh, they're all good dudes and could freaking eat that every night. And they're everything about it. The plantains were delicious. And he made a, just said, none of the menus. So he really doesn't have a menu. He just has the wings and then some fish dinners that whatever is caught that day that they bring in, and then he makes something with it. And that's what's on his menu. And thank goodness for me that he has the wings.
Yeah, lobster.
Well, that was one of them.
Yeah, it was a lobster dish.
And we just said, we need one vegetarian meal. And he just came up with something. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
I tried it and it was delicious.
Yeah.
So.
But how cool is it to go to a restaurant with no menu?
Yep.
Hassan just said, do you want wings? Do you want lobster? Do you want snapper? Or both. I don't remember.
I think it was only three, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah.
There it is. Because that's what's fresh.
So you don't know if you order the lobster, you don't know. Like last year I had the lobster and it was a lobster pasta.
Well, that's right. Yep.
Fucking amazing.
Yep. And then you're jealous because the wings were delicious.
Yeah. But then I went back for lunch the next day or 2 days later or something, which we were going to do this year. And we never fucking did. Little feisty about that.
Yeah, I know.
A little fucking feisty.
Okay, could I eat many, many times at Chef Cheese?
Yeah.
Shout out, buddy.
We also
shout out.
Let's not forget what's it called? The pizzeria at
Turtle Inn.
At Turtle Inn, which we went to for our anniversary
dinner.
That's where we celebrated the day we got married last year. And we went back we tried to go back the night before and got kicked out of there as well. We are riffraff.
We get kicked out a lot.
Yeah, we get kicked out of a lot of places.
Well, that's the beauty of the place is it's
eight seats,
limited seating right in front of you, right by the garden. It's beautiful. We could have gone inside at eight, but it's just really a neat atmosphere.
So we had dinner with Francis Ford and Sophia or Sophie?
Sophia.
I knew that. Sophia.
That is.
Yeah, it's his restaurant, I guess. But it's his Turtle Inn.
It's his freaking coastline.
I think it's his
country. If you look, all that fencing, it shows you where it starts and ends. It's
a lot of it.
He owns, and then he owns the other side too, whereas people stay that work there. And
I've been looking at land.
And his helicopter is to bring him
in. Yeah, I've been looking at
it. Yeah?
Yeah.
By Francis, is this place?
Can't afford it. Anyway.
He's got a couple islands too. So if you ever look it up, you could stay at his island for nights. Either way, go to the boat. Next year, we're going in to that freaking feast on a Tuesday or Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. I'm down. Yeah.
I know there was Dutch involved. I don't know what else was.
Well, there was a lot of Indian cuisine.
And okay.
Yeah.
It was like a list of.
It looked delicious.
And they just bring it out and you just eat and it looked amazing.
But yeah,
still the bruschetta to me was the best bruschetta I've ever had.
It is good. It's damn good. Everything
it was delicious.
Everything's fresh. Straight, like you said, straight out of the fucking garden that's right behind you. The tomatoes on your bruschetta, you could go pick them yourself. So it's a fucking amazing experience. And I don't think we took any pictures or have any video or.
No video, but I got a few pictures of the garden again.
Oh, okay.
But not of us.
So
we're just enjoying. And cocktail that day was just Francis's wine. But I do have we'll find a picture to put right here.
A lot of wine. A lot of red wine.
I do like his wine.
He does, yes.
No, he does not. And I.
He does not what?
Something well, but there wasn't a Belizean wine just for his place over there. But I didn't care.
It seemed like you cared. You nearly punched that guy for not having one.
That wasn't me.
What? Well, she should have. He kicked us out the night before.
He was fun. Yeah, he did kick us out.
I know. He was fun. But
I got nothing. But the next day he was.
Yeah.
Jabberbox Jam.
Yeah. He knows now. Next year when Cocktails with Dimples and the Beard walks up.
He'll clear the people out.
Get fucking people out of here.
He'll be like, your dinner's done. Here you go. Dimples to-go box for you. Let's see it. We need to clear this up. Get these out of here.
Oh, shit. Is that it? Is that a recap of our entire trip? It sounds like all we did was go there and drink.
And eat.
And eat. Oh, that's all we did.
We do have another video to throw in there.
Wait, we do?
But there was... from that, we
humped.
We did a lot of humping.
We hunted for gib nuts.
We did look for gib nuts. We asked around about gib nuts.
We did try and get some gib nuts.
We had some good food elsewhere, but...
Wendy's.
Wendy's was delicious.
Not Wendy's, the fast food restaurant. There's no Wendy's in Placentia.
Wendy's used to specialize in gib nuts.
They did. Well,
but they,
yes.
But it was when they were... when the hunters would bring them in, and then I think it got outlawed after that.
Yeah. They specialized in gib nuts in the 50s. Something like that. I don't know.
That was a week before, but whatever.
It might have been. I don't know. The happiest little mistake. I've never had that happen to me where I'm at a restaurant and they bring me the complete wrong order. And
it came to a different table. And you're like, but this is what they ordered.
and I, because I'm a, I don't, I, like, yes, it, this looks good as well. So, of course, I will eat this. And a happy little mistake. I got one of the best meals I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had it if I would have been one of them whiny little Karen bitches who was like, no, give me my vegan. Blah, blah, blah. So.
Because you never know. But there was so much that looked good. So, yeah.
Everything on the menu looked good. Yeah. Everything on every menu looked good.
They did.
So.
And there's so many places that we still haven't gone and would like to still eat at.
Oh yeah, then our last dinner at Rum
Bums. I would fajita was delicious.
I think my wife would kick me in the back of the head if I didn't mention their lobster curry.
Your call, because she did love her meal.
Yeah, and she literally, and I have video of this. She's gonna kill me, but I have video of this. She drank the curry
right here.
Worth it.
So bad. Sorry.
Give an addition. That's how good it was, though.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not going to like that. Better not let her be around while I'm editing this one.
You need to sneak that one in.
Yeah. We'll get that in.
And then just show her after. And
yeah. I won't even show her. Eventually, she'll come home and I'll be like, if she never gives me shit about it, I'll be like, see, you don't watch our fucking episodes.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Hopefully, one of her friends rats her out or something, rats me out.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, we'll.
But that was not the normal fajitas.
No.
When we ordered
everything.
But it was, which again, I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah.
And remember me saying, I'm like, this. Fucking salsa is the best salsa I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, you sounded a lot like Carl.
Yeah. Carl! Over there. But it was so good. And their sour cream was just pure. But that meat is just...
Well,
it's just meat. It's not full of the fucking shit we pump into them.
And for me, the tortillas are so much better. So much better. We had...
I mean, when we were done, the rest of that salsa, I just ate the rest of it. It had the greatest flavor.
Yeah. Leah made... quesadillas pretty much every morning with eggs from their grocery store and tortillas from their fresh tortillas and all this stuff. And so delicious. This weekend I had her make a tortilla here or a quesadilla here. I know by like June I'll be like, okay, this is good. But right now
you picked it up on it. This shit. What do you give me a shit bar?
Yeah, I beat her.
I didn't know. With the tortilla.
Oh, I thought you meant I threw the tortilla at her. Now she won't do the tortilla thing.
I mean, it's a wall, but that's me.
I want to do that tortilla slap challenge. We should do that on one of our episodes.
That's right.
Fucking.
Yeah. All right, we'll think about that.
So it's great to be back.
But there was one last.
Oh, shit.
That was a day. It was during the day.
Okay.
That we were day drinking. We were shopping to a point, and we were grabbing cocktails. Obviously, we went, and as we were leaving,
well, you don't do anything there without a cocktail.
You don't have a cocktail
or
in your hand,
or a
or a puff, puff, puff. And then we did the old, which was a reliable from last year, which is a little more touristy, but the Tipsy Tuna. Tequila's still a nice place. So
and Big Titty Rum.
And Big Titty Rum is always a staple.
Big Titty Rum Bar, because the guy who
owns it. We should have done one from there, but we didn't.
The guy who owns that is from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I don't think he was there at all, but the guy who owns that is from Milwaukee.
There you go.
So also
right in Belize, Big Titty Rum, and they have several flavors and great menu of different flavors.
Also be remiss if we did not mention, since we're fucking hanging on his rafters, the Flying Pig. So we weren't there as much as we...
All right, back up with the Flying Pig. We got to do our video for the Tipsy Tuna in front of the Tipsy Tuna. We're going to play right here.
Cocktail of the day, day one.
Day one cocktail.
Here we are. We just got off. You see the yacht in the background?
Pull up to the Tipsy Tuna.
Tipsy Tuna.
They have our special event going on tonight and on day one.
Closed for private event. We're live broadcasting live. Tipsy Tuna.
Day is the rum punch.
Is that what we're having?
It is.
Rum punch. It's been the cocktail. Oh, wait. It's day one. Never mind. Hasn't been the cocktail of the day yet.
Has yet been, but that's why it's day one.
So we're drinking up. We're walking. We're drinking. We're walking.
We're catching rays.
We're drinking. We're walking.
We're getting rays and burnt, hopefully.
Not on day one.
It's day one. We got a whole week ahead of us, buddy.
Not on day one.
Cheers.
Cheers. Day one.
Rum punch.
And then a visit to the Flying Pig. Absolutely.
Yes.
No video from there, but buddy, shout out. You have our t-shirt hanging.
Thank you.
I appreciate our sticker in your bar. So
right. Thank you for not taking our sticker down, even though we defaced your bar with it. He did. Yeah. He did.
Which I do have a picture of me in front of that sticker, but we'll put right here.
Got a secret surprise left in the cabin, by the way.
In the cabin?
Yeah. We hid a little something, something.
Shh, don't tell him. Oh, okay.
I can't get too deep into it.
But once he flushes, it'll be gone. Oh, well, no?
Not my fault that toilet went flush.
Little thing right there.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. I mean...
So,
what a trip.
Another fun trip. Another 6 days. Went too fast.
I don't need to talk about the trip home. It sucked. It was rough. We left Belize and it was 90 degrees. We got here and it was minus 9.
100 degree shift.
Yeah.
Because we came back to negative.
Insane.
100 degree shift. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's been rough getting used to. We've been back a week.
But it to be able to say that we went from in the same day. 90 to negative 10.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But that's what you do. When you live in Wisconsin, that's what you do. You go home to scrape windows with a umbrella because they don't have a scraper in their car.
Little advice, buddy. Don't put pictures or videos of your woman drinking curry on the internet.
Oh, well, we're gonna.
Kind of the same thing as don't blast your woman about her umbrella scraper.
I demolished it. I ordered a new one because it's fucking totaled.
You order a new scraper or a new umbrella?
A new umbrella.
Okay.
Because it's totaled. All the are just bent because you're pushing snow off as I'm scraping with the handle and I'm pushing it off and things are, all the wires are hanging all over. I'm like, God. Not my fault, but it's it is what it is. I'm not knocking it. I just
sounds like you are.
That's what you do when you go from 100 degree shift or you smoke another bowl.
That's what we're going to do.
Show that pipe. That's fucking. Yeah, that's great.
I'm not going to be you. This is a nice little pipe. It's got a little Rasta man.
Turn to the side.
Okay.
Show the people.
You can't really see it. I'm not getting up to do the camera thing. It's going to sit here. If you see an episode where this is not sitting here, that means we filmed it before this, because that will never not be there.
Mm.
This is now a set decoration.
Got it.
I love this thing.
I did. It's cool. It's cool.
I don't really smoke out of a pipe all that often. Pens make weed so much easier. So I don't really smoke out of a pipe all that often. But when I do, I will be using this bad boy.
Right in front, it says Belize.
It does say Belize. Belize. Yeah.
I get my stuff away to the family.
Are we done?
That I brought back, and we're home. And then we just got to sulk till next year.
Until next year. 3 years in a row. I'm not sulking. I'm okay. I know that my future holds a lot of Belize. So I'm okay. I'm good. I gotta do what I gotta do to make sure that I can get there longer and more and more and more. And yeah. Yeah, daddy.
Oh. Okay, we'll just kind of cut him off real quick and just end this thing as we go with another token. Well, welcome back. But we're here. And that's all we got. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening. The tavern is closed for now, but we'd love to have you back for more fun next time. Seriously, though, get your asses out of here.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electrocast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electrocast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, the Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electrocast podcasts and hear the culture.
Hi, I'm Lessa Gaudette, host of Her Extraordinary Life by Design podcast, where we celebrate women who are shaping their lives one extraordinary day at a time. I speak with women from all over the world about what they do and how they are passionately pursuing their dreams and creating meaningful impacts on their communities. So come join us and learn about all there is to learn about these extraordinary women. Electric Acid.